Okay, so we are recording now.
Okay.
And for starters, I know you've been discussing these solar panels for at least a few months, but what's the big step that was taken?
Just a little bit of background in the whole process is that once the county decided, did the research with the volunteer committee to proceed with the installation of solar panels, we had to submit applications to KCP&L. They have to review our design and the application process, and they have done that. We just most recently received approval from KCP&L of those designs, and the company that we've contracted with is now on site doing the preparatory work, and we're just excited that the panel should be delivered and actual work beginning sometime late this week or next week so that we can start generating electricity from the sun.
All right. That's so awesome. Do you know about how much these will probably save you overall?
Yes, we're actually having three 25 kW units installed. Two of them will be installed on top of the Pettis County Jail. One of those units will actually be connected to the jail energy, and the other one would be directly connected to the public safety building. The third unit, which is also a 25 kW system, is being installed on top of the Pettis County Courthouse. And we've estimated that that Pettis County will save on an average of $11,000 a year for the next 25 to 30 years for the amount of electricity that they'll actually produce.
That's pretty amazing. How much are they costing the county to install?
The initial investment after we get the partnership rebate from KCP&L will be approximately $39,000.
Okay, so this investment will pay itself off pretty quickly.
Yes, that's the neat thing about it is a small investment right now for a real long-term savings. And another big side component of this, I think Pettis County going green, or at least partially going green, is very important to our community and our state and our country as a whole. And to just give you some sort of an idea, just the reduction in carbon dioxide because of the solar panels is about 2,000 tons. And that's kind of a number out there that's kind of hard to grasp. But the bottom line, it's like planting almost 47,000 trees. So not only is it going to save Pettis County taxpayers money, but it's also the green and right thing to do because it's what's good for our environment also.
And do you know if there are any thoughts rattling around in the back of anyone's head to install more renewable energy sources?
Well, as far as the county is concerned, this will be our only project with solar energy. But a little bit of background in that, we did not... people don't expect government to be on the cutting edge of technology. And so what we did as an exploratory committee made up of all volunteers, we explored private installations. And at the time when we made the decision, there were 12 locations throughout Pettis County where private investors and homeowners and business owners actually had solar panels installed. They were the ones who convinced us that it was the right thing to do because it was proven technology for them, proven cost savings for them, and so we just piggybacked off of their experiences to do the right thing for Pettis County.
All right, that's really neat. Now, while these solar panels are being installed, is that causing any special concerns or things people in Pettis County need to be aware of?
No, it's really not. And to be honest with you, once they're installed, nobody will even know they're here because unless you're flying over in an airplane, you won't ever see them because they are roof-mounted solar panels. And of course, if been in the Pettis County Courthouse, and you know we're three stories tall, and so nobody can actually see our roof. So, and even the same way with the Pettis County Jail. So we're, it's going to be totally unnoticeable to most folks, and it's just really the panels, when they come, they're shipped here, they're just hauled to the roof and installed, and we're set to go.
Okay. Well, do you have anything you'd like to add?
I think I've kind of covered just about everything, unless you have any other questions.
No, I think you did.